Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Thursday, March 2nd, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Poland's Prime Minister and Foreign Minister have sent their condolences after at least 36 people were killed in a massive train crash in Greece. A passenger train collided head-on with a freight train in Tempe, central Greece, late on Tuesday, killing at least 36 people and injuring dozens more in Greece's deadliest rail crash in living memory. Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki and Foreign Minister Zbigniew Rau issued their condolences to the victims' families, along with hopes for a full and fast recovery for the survivors. Investigators are still trying to establish the cause of the crash, in which two trains traveling in opposite directions on the same track smashed into one another at speeds estimated of up to 160 kilometers per hour. The Polish government has condemned the destruction of a church fresco in Belarus depicting Poland's victory over the Soviet Union in the 1920 Battle of Warsaw. The fresco, which had adorned the wall of a church in the village of Soli, in what is now western Belarus, was painted over on the orders of the Belarusian authorities, according to reports from the Polish state news agency PAP. In December, Belarusian state TV criticized the wall painting, with journalist Ksenia Lebiedeva saying it incited ethnically and religiously motivated hatred. The fresco had reportedly been painted over in the Soviet era, but was renovated and restored after the fall of the Soviet Union. Tomorrow is the deadline for women in Pomerania to sign up for a free series of professional development workshops, webinars, and consultations organized by the Voivodeship Labor Office in Gdańsk. The March on High Heels program is designed for women living in Pomerania who are currently looking for work, want to return to the labor market after a long break, are thinking about retraining or changing professions, or are looking to start their own business. As emphasized by Dorota Botkowska, career counselor of the Voivodeship Labor Office in Gdańsk, the program focuses heavily on providing psychological support and training, as this is one of the main barriers for women looking to change their careers or make other significant life changes. Courses on offer include workshops on building self-confidence, skills to deal with stress, and readiness to face changes. More information on the program and how to register can be found on the website of the Voivodeship Labor Office at wp.gdansk.pl/mno. Registration closes tomorrow, March 3rd. Polish tennis star Hubert Hurkacz has advanced to the quarterfinals of the men's singles at the Dubai Tennis Championships in the United Arab Emirates. The 26-year-old Pole, who is currently ranked world number one by the Association of Tennis Professionals, defeated Russia's Pavel Kotov 7-5, 6-1 yesterday afternoon. Hurkacz will now face world number one Novak Djokovic of Serbia today at 4 p.m. Warsaw time for a place in the final four of the tournament. As part of its cultural weekend program, Radio Gdańsk will be giving away free tickets all next week to the dark comedy play Arsenic and Old Lace at the Municipal Theater in Gdynia on March 12th. Listeners can win a free pair of tickets by listening to Radio Gdańsk after 7 a.m. and again at 12 noon from now until March 8th, or by following updates on the Radio Gdańsk Facebook page. Arsenic and Old Lace is a classic dark comedy directed by Krzysztof Babicki and adapted from a popular Broadway play from 1941, which was later made into a popular film starring Hollywood legend Cary Grant. More information is available online at radiogdansk.pl.
The weather.
Today will be mostly sunny with very little chance of rain or snow and a light breeze coming in from the northwest. Temperatures will be similar to yesterday, climbing to a high of 6 degrees centigrade or 43 degrees Fahrenheit before dropping to a low of negative 1 degree centigrade or 31 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar weather is expected for tomorrow, with sunshine and mostly clear skies expected to stick around until early next week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.